AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, gradually clearing skies throughout the day. We'll see a high in the mid to upper 60s, but some freezing rain tomorrow, so let's enjoy today. It is Valentine's Day, and a community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. I get to talk with Tina and Tammy, and it is an event coming up on March, well, it's tickets that go on sale March 1st. I'm sorry, the event is actually April 2nd at the Bartlesville Community
Center. April 2nd.
Did I say, okay, it's one of those A months. Yeah. April 2nd at the Bartlesville Community Center. It is our annual cooking extravaganza. What a great time.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We've done this cooking extravaganza for many years. I've been here 14 years today, Charlie.
Wow, congratulations.
So I know.
It's happy work anniversary.
It's my favorite day of the year. Not really. My husband doesn't like when I say that. But anyway, we've been doing this show as long as I've been here. So a long, long time. It was formerly known as Taste of Home Cooking School, but we decided to keep it going and feature local celebrity chefs. So we're excited to bring you this show again this year at the Community Center on April 2nd. Come right after work. Bring your friends. We offer group discounts if you have 10 or more. So I know my mom always gets all her girls from church together.
Yep.
And they have a big section, a little cheering section, some support for me on the stage. So I don't know if they're hecklers. I feel like they might. They're going to say hecklers one of these days.
Friends can go both ways.
Yeah. I know, right? They certainly laugh at me when I make mistakes. But
and you don't even have to stop for dinner because Dinks will be there to provide
Dinks
dinner.
And Rolling Pin are going to have.
Yeah, Rolling Pin.
They're going to have concessions again this year. And so you come straight from work. We'll have lots of vendors in the community hall for you to look through their booths and buy some wares and different types of things. Lots of businesses featured again this year. We still have some space. We have a business that needs to be in front of our audience of about 750 people.
Yeah.
Then we still have time to add you to that. Just call us here at the radio station.
I was looking on the website at some of the pictures from last year's, and you can tell, I mean, it was a group of people there that was having a good time.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And so we produce a cookbook that you get to go home with all of the recipes that are featured on stage. So whatever you watch them cook that night, you can recreate as soon as you get home. Tina does a great job on our cookbook. So we'll have Mark Spencer from Painted Horse will be cooking for us. Jamie Dunn, who was formerly with Taste of Home, she's going to do our dessert for us again. Susan Miller, who is with, she has Rolling Pin, and she's not going away. I mean,
yeah,
her downtown location.
Let's clarify. I thought they were closed.
Nope. She's morphing just a little bit into what the new face of Rolling Pin will look like. But don't count her out just yet. She's around. She's still doing catering. She's going to cook for us again. She's going to offer concessions. So Susan does such a great job. We just couldn't let her retire like she thought she wanted to.
Yeah, retirement is a strange word for some people. The nice thing about it is if you can make it work and still have fun, why not?
For sure. And then we're going to have a chef with Tinker Glass House joining us this year. So that's cool. A new one, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of great booths. The Pampered Chef with Charlene Dew and Becky Tupper. West Lawn Care. They take care of all my weeds and stuff. They do a great job, Ryan and his crew. Moxie on 2nd. Chris, you'll have all kinds of fun things for you to buy.
She was my favorite last year. She gave away those rubber scrapers, the rubber spatulas, and I use mine all the time.
She does such a great job. In fact, I referred someone to her for t-shirts and whatnot yesterday. Imaging Concepts, they're going to be doing our goodie bag. Mm-hmm. The goodie bag is a great value. You get all kinds of, I know Shawnee Milling is sending gravy mixes again.
Cool.
So all kinds of good stuff. Tina's picked out a great item from the radio station. We're not going to tell you what it is yet. You got to get your bag.
Okay.
But for your $11 ticket price, you come in and you get to save your seat. It's all general admission. And then we're going to trade your ticket for a goodie bag filled with lots of coupons and information and tchotchkes and all kinds of neat stuff. And then you get to go save your seat and then come browse the booths.
Now, you said it was all general admission. I'm going to differ with you a little bit.
It is. Yep, you're exactly right.
There is some VIP stuff.
The VIP stuff is a great value. If you haven't ever done that with us before, we only sell 50 of those tickets. You can only get them at the radio station. So contact us. Tickets go on sale March 1st. And with the VIP experience, you get a backstage tasting.
Mm-hmm.
We're still developing exactly what that's going to look like this year. We've got some newness that we're going to spice it up just a bit. There's typically a gift certificate from Painted Horse, a gift card from Painted Horse that goes with that. And then you get in early. So you get upfront seating, you get to browse the booths early, you get a backstage experience. And the ticket's not $11, it's $34. Was that right, Tina?
Right, that's okay. Right.
And so limited ones of those available. But if you talk to people. There's lots of people who have bought the VIP experience every year and just love it.
Yeah.
So
I can name several that I know that are going to be in here the first or maybe the second day the tickets are available. I want my VIP.
The investment is definitely worth it. And it is limited. We do typically sell out of those VIPs. Again, the group sales, you save $1 per ticket. If you have 10 or more, we'd love to help put that together for you. We are happy to come present to a group if you have a book club or a prayer group or just a group of girls that wants to come. I'm happy to come help with that. It's going to be at the community center again. They work so well with us. Tickets will be available. We know at the community center, we know that Prairie Cottage in Pawhuska will be selling them. Mm-hmm. Cliff's Flooring and Windows, they're always a great sponsor. They build my little seating area on stage. Mm-hmm. Roy and Cliff do beautiful work. So if you're looking to do there's so much stuff that they do that people forget that they do. Like Roy does some amazing window treatments and decor, and their flooring is awesome. And they can do just about anything.
That's great. And then they local businesses, whether they're Bartlesville or Dewey or Pawhuska, it's the place where you can get that hometown service. And I think that's a great part of why they are here.
For sure. Yeah, and it's a generational business. I mean, these are people that you know, and they know you. And so if you don't know them, you should get to know them. But
yeah,
anyway,
please.
We're excited to have them again. Signature Home Styles, Kathy Thompson will be there again. Let's see. Swimming Holes, Jeff does a great job. If you're thinking about a pool, pool maintenance, accessories, any of that sort of stuff, water testing.
Where do you get the chemicals and all that
they
stuff?
They do it all. They do it all. And they're your local guy. They've been here forever. So he and Clayton do a great job. The Dewey Hotel is going to have some goodies. Access Medical will be there. Wendell's Rock and Jewelry. I get my rings cleaned at least once a year. Tammy does a really good job for me on my rings.
The price is right.
Tupperware. Christy Stewart's going to be joining us this year. Prairie Cottage, like I said, will be there.
Evans Nursery will
have some goodies.
A little presents.
Lots of stuff going on. So, again, if your business needs to be in front of our audience, please give us a call, 918-336-1001. You can ask for anyone in the sales department, or you can ask for me. It's Tammy. And anything else, Tina can help you with tickets starting March 1st.
Okay, we will continue a community connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Talking with Tina and Tammy about the April 1st event. It is the cooking extravaganza. Tickets go on sale March 1st.
The event is April 2nd.
I'm leaving right now. Just forget. April 2nd is the event, but nonetheless, the tickets go on sale March 1st.
Correct. Okay. That's correct. And the first place you can get them if you want to come see us is at the Interstate Farm and Home Show in Coffeyville, Kansas. Mm-hmm. We'll be selling tickets up there. It's exciting. It's going to be a Friday afternoon from 1 to 7:30.
Yes.
1 to something. Come see us.
1 to 7.
And then on Saturday, on Saturday we'll be there from 8:30 to 4:30. But it's a fun time. We have tons of booths. Last year we had over 100 booths. We're still filling booth space. So we had more than 3,500 people there last year. So if you have a business that could benefit from being in front of an audience of 3,500 over a two-day period, please give me a call. I've still got some spaces available. We've got everything from pool services to Tupperware and Mary Kay to implement businesses to mini cows and corgis. And so we've got a little bit of everything. It's a fun time. There's things to look at, things to buy, things to learn about, and fun to be had. So come join us at the Coffeyville Community College.
Right.
At Nellis Hall.
Yep, mm-hmm. At Nellis Hall. So we overtake the basketball gyms and the parking lot, and it's a lot of fun. The first 700 people get a goodie bag, And mm-hmm. there'll be door prize drawings. We've got vendors contacting us every day with new door prizes, and they'll be given away. Each day, there'll be a $500 cash drawing. So you just have to register with us, and then you'll be entered in that drawing. You don't have to be present to win. We'll call you. And what else, Tina?
They'll have a lot of the different door prizes from the vendors that are going to be there. There will be a lot of drawings and giveaways from the booths themselves. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of goodies to be had.
Oh, and that one's a free event.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all free.
It's all free. The concessions will be open. The cheerleaders usually work that booth, mm-hmm. Work the concessions for us. So I'm always up for a good Frito chili pie.
There
and,
you go.
You know, some good gut-wrenching concession food.
Indoor and outdoor display space. If you want to go see all the GoBob stuff and everybody else, they are obviously out in the parking lot.
Right.
Can't get it in the front door.
For sure. And, you know, regardless as to weather, we'll be there and we'll be having fun. It'll be warm inside.
We will.
Well, we're going to pray for good weather.
We've been really lucky so far, so I'm excited.
Don't jinx us.
I'm not.
Don't jinx us.
Exactly. Of course, we'll start the Saturday broadcast with our show starting at 7:30. We'll do Tech Talk from there. We'll do Larry. We'll be up there doing Green Country Gardener from the event. So we will start before the door is open, and we will continue throughout much of the day on Saturday. So come on out and be part of what's going on. It's, again, March 1st and 2nd. Up there, mm-hmm. at the Community College campus, Nellis Hall.
Nellis Hall, right on 11th Street, right in Main Street through town, so you can't miss it.
You just see the building, turn left into the parking lot, you're there.
That's right.
It'll be well marked.
Exactly. And so businesses, do you still have some booth
space? I do still have some booth space available. We're wrapping up that, but we want everyone who wants to be in front of that audience, as long as we have space, we're going to find a way to squeeze you in.
Okay. So again, that's March 1st and 2nd, Nellis Hall. First day, the tickets go on sale for the April 2nd cooking extravaganza.
We made that hard this year, didn't we, Charlie?
We did. I don't know what the deal is. April 2nd, it's an easy day to remember. It's after the April Fool's Day, so we know it's a real day. Come on out and be part of what's going on.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, guys. That's the Community Connection on 1400 K1. Community Connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. News on the way in just a bit from the Oklahoma News Network. Here's our Energy Matters feature.
This is Energy Matters, brought to you by AFR Insurance.